Hello, this is Tony, and welcome back to Monster in Your Ear. I think it's safe to officially call this a podcast now, as this is the second episode. Made it past that first one. Lenny Kravitz didn't come by and bust me over the head with his guitar or strangle me with a string. All very good things. Since this is episode number two, it means but one thing.
I shall taunt you a second time.
I love that. For anybody unfamiliar, Monty Python. Anybody who is familiar, let's talk some Monty Python sometime. I love comedy. Anything from old episodes of Saturday Night Live to stand-up comedy from Steve Martin and Richard Pryor up to today, Tosh, Tosh.0. Anything that's creative. But let's get down to business here. Today's date, Thursday, March 14th, and I've had a busy day, a productive day. I put in a whole day of work today and even some overtime. Then I came home, found some time to eat, did a bunch of scans, and uploaded some of those to Facebook. Again, if you want to see cards first before they hit my website, before they hit eBay, check out Facebook. That's where everything goes first. I put bids in another auction, which I want to talk about in a moment. And I'm also going to say, while I'm here, thank you for everybody's support who gave me some positive feedback on the first brief podcast that I did. That really helps me going forward. So I hope this one is just as good and just as entertaining. I think we're going to air it out a little bit more here, give you some more to listen to. Got some skeleton of some more topics to talk about. And that actually brings me to my first point. We are going to change the format in which we do these podcasts and also my monthly newsletters. Many of you might know that I was in the habit of sending out a newsletter about a week or so before I would do a show, and just to the people who had signed up in that area. So if I was going down to St. Louis, I'd just hit the St. Louis customers with an email. Same with Orland Park. Those are the two places that I go most frequently for shows. But I'm going to change that. Since I have a more broad base of customers and followers now through Facebook, and since the subscribers at both locations have grown, I've decided to make both this, the audio component, and also the written component with my email updates, just once a month. And I think I'll include a little bit about what my schedule is going to be just to keep everybody informed. So there's going to be that. And as far as the breakdown of this podcast goes, you're listening to what I plan on being part one of three. And here's how that's going to happen. Today is going to be a little bit of miscellaneous card-related news. And the second part is going to happen sometime next week. And that's going to be after an Orland Park show that I have this Sunday, the 17th, where I'll have a chance to recap anything that I've bought and a little bit about that show. But also a reason for having it in that time period is I want to do a little pre-Vegas discussion, because Sarah and I are going to go out there at the end of this month. The third part, post-Vegas, if I come back with any crazy stories, and just to give a little preview of what the St. Louis show is going to be like. So, first of all, I want to speak again about the T206 Wagner that is up for auction in Golden Auctions. That's G-O-L-D-I-N, auctions.com, if you want to take a look at that. The number one lot is that Wagner, and bidding now is up over $1 million. And, geez, even the hammer fee, which for Golden's auctions is pretty low in the industry, it's only 10%. Still, your hammer fee alone is going to be over $100,000. $1.1 million for that card, you know, I talked about this last time. I'm not a big fan of the way that card's been advertised. It's a PSA 5 MC, which means miscut. Kind of ugly diamond cut card. But they keep advertising it as a jumbo card, as if that's some kind of bonus. One thing I wondered tonight is, yeah, the card's going to sell. Somebody's going to pony up, you know, likely 1.5 to 2 million for it. Then what happens after they pay for it? I mean, how do you ship that thing? Do you pick it up? Does it arrive in your mailbox someday? Do you go fly to wherever Golden is located and fly back with it? And then what? Do you put it in your pocket on the flight? Do you run the risk of accidentally running into a turnstile and cracking the hell out of the holder and ruining the card? Turn around and some family runs a stroller into you and shatters the holder that it's in. That'd be a bad day. It would be a bad day. Or do you carry it in a briefcase as a carry-on that's the only thing inside except a ton of padding? Can you get a suitcase like that by the TSA officials? Or are they going to look at you like that can't be a baseball card you're carrying in there? You know, this thing must have some bomb components in it. I don't know. So anyway, that's a little Wagner update. That thing's going to end April 7th, and we'll all be looking at it. I'm sure that it's probably going to make Bloomberg or MSNBC or maybe ESPN when it sells. And that part, like I mentioned last time, is good. I like to have the eyes on the card market. You know, anybody else that it can bring into the hobby, that's good for all of us. Next on the list, I do encourage people to send in questions. You can hit me on Twitter, email, through my Facebook page. I would be happy to just sit here and run through customer questions all day. The one that I have today that came to my email box a couple of weeks ago was from Rick in St. Louis. And simple one-line question. Hey, I have a collection that I'm looking to add one T206 card to. What do you recommend? So I enjoy hearing what people collect. You know, people tell me they collect a team or collect a card from every set that was produced or a certain player or autographed sets. It just never ceases to amaze me what people like to collect. In this case, a real simple question, and I really like the T206 set. They sell quickly. Commons and Stars both sell quickly for me. It's hard for me to keep them in stock. But what I recommend the most out of that set is a Hall of Famer in somewhat low grade or mid grade condition, somewhere in the 3 PSA 3 to PSA 5 range. So that's what I told Rick. Those are plenty affordable. You can look for one of the big guys if your budget allows. Of course, not everybody can afford a Wagner. I'm not going to set anybody's sights that high, but look for a Mathewson, look for a Walter Johnson, or even a Ty Cobb. There are plenty of the red background Ty Cobbs out there that are affordable in that condition. From there, you can just go right down the list of Hall of Famers, that next tier. Just kind of off the top of my head, Cy Young, Tris Speaker, Nap Lajoie. Then you've got your Rube Waddells, Ed Walsh, Rube Marquard, Home Run Baker, Addie Joss, Chief Bender, you know, as we go. Fred Clark, John McGraw. And I'm sure there are a few guys that I'm missing in there, too. Even down to some of the Hall of Famers who I don't even know what they did. The Elmer Flicks and the Frank Smiths of the world. I'd recommend any of those. So those are cards that are constantly appreciating in value. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't continue to do so. So as far as an investment, or just learning a little bit about the history of the game, or getting a cool card that's over 100 years old, colorful. Most of them in that 3 to 5 range still have reasonable corners, definitely nice eye appeal. So anybody out there, you just want to add something kind of random to your collection or get an impression from me, it would be one of those. I think I'll wrap it up here, and I'll come back at you in about a week and let you know how Orland Park went, and let you know how excited I am for Vegas. And maybe if nothing really happened at that show, I'm going to eventually introduce my own history through the card business, you know, starting out as a collector, as a kid, and then how I got to where I am today. So, everybody, I will rejoin you after this break in about a week. Monster in the house. I'm back for part two. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, and although I'm back, I'm not better than ever. I've been fighting off some sinus pressure and congestion for a few days now. I'm trying to kick that before we leave for Vegas on Thursday. Really, going to the show on Sunday, having a full day of travel, show, more work, kind of did me in, and I've been trying to recover from that all week. Before we move forward, I'm going to go back and just edit a couple of things I said in the first part of this podcast. First of all, Frank Smith is not a Hall of Famer. And second, Golden's auction ends on April 5th, not April 7th. So with those two things out of the way, let's go ahead and go forward. One thing I'd like to cover are buys that I made at that Orland Park show. A little bit here and there, added a few 57 tops, baseball commons, also a basketball lot, stars from the early 70s was the majority of that lot, which are still pretty cheap. So good stuff if you're looking for some affordable cards there. And also some hockey, which I rarely buy, but a couple Lemieux rookies, an Yzerman rookie, and various Gretzky's from the early 80s. So that stuff's kind of neat. And I essentially probably tripled my hockey inventory with just one purchase, which didn't take a lot, but I did it. And also a few miscellaneous baseball stars, nothing really to speak of. Off the top of my head, I remember a 67 Red Sox team card, which are pretty tough. I have two of those right now. And also a beat-up Drysdale rookie. News for today, I'm going to revisit Golden Auctions. And just for the record, I'm not getting paid by Golden. Never worked for him, never met him in person. But I'd like to talk about his auction a little bit more because I got to the end and there were a couple of cool pieces that bled over into entertainment, so TV and movies, which I liked. There was one piece that surprised me. It was a painting by Henry Hill, and you may know him from Ray Liotta's portrayal of him in Goodfellas. There was a painting that he made from prison of the Lufthansa heist, which was also featured in that movie Goodfellas, and signed by him. So he passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. So that's kind of a neat piece. It's definitely something out of the ordinary I was not expecting. And I'll continue to look at that and see where it ends up at. Right now it's a little over $300. Second thing was a autographed picture of some paratroopers that were featured in Band of Brothers. Totally awesome true account of Easy Company 101st Airborne from World War II. There are 8 signatures on that, and notably from Band of Brothers, the miniseries, Buck Compton, Bill Garnier, Babe Heffron on that. I don't know what that piece is at right now, but pretty neat stuff. Hey, and speaking of neat stuff, quick preview of our Vegas trip. We're going to leave this Thursday, fly out there through Sunday, and then the plan is to wrap podcast up with the third and final part on Monday, and send it out then along with the rest of the email. But trip looks good. We're going to stay at the Venetian, which is the first thing everybody wants to know, what hotel you're going to be at. From there, a few high-flying adventures, and I don't think many people know this about me. I am not good with heights. So one thing that we're going to do is take in a meal at the top of the stratosphere, maybe take a ride up the Eiffel Tower. And it's my idea to go to the Voodoo Lounge, which is a bar, club type place on top of the Rio. I feel a little bit better about that last one. I've been up there before, and you get an awesome view of the strip up there. The other two I'm not so sure about, but we'll see. In addition to that, since we're staying at the Venetian, I'll take my first gondola ride. And also, we're going to catch Penn and Teller one night, Saturday night, and then just do a heck of a lot of walking around. So I'll be back at you on Monday, and I don't know if I'll be more or less sick than I am now, but not looking like I'm going to get a lot of sleep between now and then. So catch up with you one last time then with a show preview, and I'll get this thing sent out. Hello and welcome back. Today is Monday, April 1st, and this is the third and final part of this podcast. I won't talk long today so I can wrap this up, send it, and also send an email to everyone. Sarah and I are back from Vegas. We had a great time out there. Although in one regard, I'm not sure that we did our trip correctly because both of us felt sick, kind of had colds going out, and then came back feeling better. I think that's the opposite of the way it works for a lot of people who go to that town. But we have magical healing powers for us, and we had a great time. A couple of highlights were literally highlights for us. Places that we took in town that I'd recommend to anyone are going to the top of the Eiffel Tower and taking in a view of town. We did that during the daylight, and I'm sure it would be great to see the lights of the city at night as well. But we did it during the day, watched the Bellagio fountains that are right across the street. Another night, we went up to the Voodoo Steakhouse, which is in the Rio Hotel and Casino. And that's on the 50 and 51st floor, really one of my favorite spots in the whole town. We went around dusk and could see the city in the daylight, and then also took it all lit up after our meal. The view up there is just amazing. So a couple of places to check out if you're ever there. Also stayed at the Venetian, which was a really nice hotel. So both had a great time. But today I'm just taking in some opening day. We've got a few games going on already. It's a little bit after one right now. And that's a good time of year, so I'm enjoying today, having the day off of work to recover, but also taking all these games, a lot of fun. As for the show coming up this Sunday, I hope to see everybody in St. Louis out there. A couple of things that I've got, in addition to some graded cards that I've mentioned in the emails that I run down that are new, I'm also working today and the rest of the week on a St. Louis Cardinals lot that I bought the last time I was there. I haven't made a ton of progress, a couple hundred cards out of that price, but I've got probably over 1,000 cards left to go through, and that won't all be done this week. I just don't have enough time, unfortunately. But early 50s through 59, and maybe I'll be able to knock out the next few years, maybe get up to 62 or 3 by the end of the week. So all those will finally be set aside, just Cardinals, for all you Cardinal collectors down there. I'm going to wrap this for now. I suppose I've talked long enough. And hope to see everybody in St. Louis this Sunday. So remember, whatever or whoever you're doing, have fun.